back, everybody, to Flings, Rings, and All the Things. I am your host, Rachel, and I have with me the light of my life, the reason I am sane, Sabrina.
Hi
Sabrina. I'm dying, it's fine.
No, hot.
It's not. Oh, yeah. Some ASMR coughing. In this episode, we're going to do things a little bit differently, you guys. So I have been reading Reddit stories. I've been listening to other podcasts read Reddit stories, and I love them so much. I love listening to other people's problems. Like, I love it so much. So I figured for this episode, we'd read some Reddit stories of relationship problems, and Sabrina, who loves to give advice, would give some advice.
There's going to be a lot of judgment, I have a feeling.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be judgy.
And I haven't read any of these articles yet because no, she wouldn't let me.
No, I wanted her raw reactions. But let's have a little life update. Sabrina, you're going to Patty in 2 weeks?
Yes.
Where are we going? How are we feeling? Are the outfits bought for?
Oh, goodness. No, the outfits are not bought for yet. But I'm very excited. I know I'm very nervous because, like, I want to wear the, quote, right outfits for Paris, but that's just not going to happen.
Yes.
So I'm just going to dress to be comfortable and walk around a lot. I want to see the Eiffel Tower. I want to go to the Louvre. I am also going to spend a day in Versailles.
Oh, I loved Versailles.
I've never been. This is my first time, so I'm very pumped. And I am dragging my husband with me.
There's a KFC around the corner from Versailles. That's, yeah, like, one of the things, like, I remember because I was there for a tour of Versailles, and it was incredible. I would go back in a heartbeat because, like, you weren't, when we toured Versailles, we weren't allowed in the gardens.
Oh no.
So make sure that you're allowed in the gardens.
Yeah, because that's what I'm there for. Like, the whole one of the reasons why we picked June was, well, one, because there was that ball, but two, because of, like, the flowers blooming, because, like, they have beautiful gardens there. Yeah. And London, where they have, like, the English gardens, the English rose gardens, and then obviously the French have beautiful roses. So I definitely am a flower person, and I want to see them.
Yeah, make sure that you double check that, because, like, for some reason, like, it might have just been, like, an extra ticket. I don't remember, because I was with, like, a tour group. I was, like, 21, like, didn't know how to travel yet, didn't know what to do.
Okay, well, I will be checking that.
Double check that. And then we won't see each other until my birthday. Sabrina's shaking her head.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you leave June 9th.
Yep.
What day are you back?
So I'm leaving June 10th. I'm leaving June 10th, and I'm supposed to be back on the 17th. But I took off until the 19th because the 18th, we figured we'd have jet lag, and then the 19th is a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a freebie.
And I leave for Puerto Rico on the 16th and come back the 22nd. And then it's my birthday, which, ooh, I'm literally just going to have people over my house for pizza and cake. Because, like, it's my 29th birthday.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah, for that evening, yeah.
Okay. I know we talked about it. I just don't remember what.
Well, because, like, I come back from Puerto Rico, and then we leave Thursday for Carrie's bachelorette party.
Yep. I'm looking at my calendar as you're talking to me.
So
we see that.
We are.
So wait, are we doing your birthday on your actual birthday? Yeah. I have it in my calendar for 7 p.m. at Millwright's. Did we change that?
I love that you write things down. Yes, that is what we're going to do. We're going to go to Millwright's. Millwright's is
you're like, pizza and cake. And I was like, I don't think that's what the plan was. The plan you made. I don't think that's what it was.
In my defense.
Ah.
But it's like my 29th birthday. For my 30th, we'll go insane.
Yeah.
For my 30th, I'm going insane.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
No, we'll do Millwright's for my birthday. I love that. Okay, I'll make a reservation.
Oh my God.
29?
Yeah. And doing fine. All right.
I had this moment a couple of weeks ago. I was like, oh, my birthday's in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not, because what day is today? Today is the 25th, 26th?
26th.
Yeah, my birthday is literally in a month.
Woo!
I am very much looking forward to leaving 28 behind me.
Starting anew.
Everybody says like your 30s, like people are saying recently that your 30s are like the best. So hopefully I find somebody to live with me in my 30s. Because I've done a lot of growing in my 20s. I've done a lot of changing in my 20s. That's for damn sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Oh my God. Ew, my birthday's in a month.
No, it's fun. I love birthdays. I think they're so much fun.
I think I'll look forward to my 30th birthday. Let's we've got a lot to get.
We should plan to go somewhere. That's what we should do. We should leave the country.
So Doug and I was going to talk to you about this, so we could talk about it on the pod. We are planning a 30th birthday trip, and I wanted to know if you wanted to come, because I'm either going to do like Portugal or Croatia, like beach, just like all days by the beach, doing like a couple historical things like during the days, but just like mostly relaxing and like having like a nice time. So yeah, we're doing that for my 30th. So
okay,
plan to go somewhere. Plan to come with me and Doug if you want to.
My only thing is air conditioning. If there is no air conditioning, I will not be coming.
That's fair.
That was one of the things, like when we were picking hotels for Paris, you have to check that.
Yes,
because not every hotel has air conditioning. Nope. I will fry. When we were in Miami for my bachelorette, I took three. I don't know if you noticed that, but I took three showers every single day.
Yeah.
It was too fucking hot. And I'm a Floridian. I know. So I was like, nope. So air conditioning is a must.
That's my girl.
But yes. Tell me what you're doing too, because I'm like where going, where you're staying, what the whole thing is.
I haven't even we just started talking about it.
Okay.
This week.
Okay. Croatia sounds beautiful.
I know.
Portugal does too, though.
Yeah.
I've heard really good things about both places.
Or I might do the Netherlands.
Harrison's a big fan. No, he likes Norway. I don't remember. It's one of those that start with an N. It's either the Netherlands or Norway. He said they're both stunning. I don't remember. I'll have to ask him later.
Mm. But yeah, I have to start thinking. And I know, because Doug knew. He picked the place that he wanted to go, around his 29th birthday, too. And then we narrowed down the details 3-4 months before. So I know that I have time. I just have to, do some research and pick. Oh, my God, it's a blue jay.
Oh, there's been a bunch. I've been watching them, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've been watching all of them while you're talking, and there's one, eating, worms out of the
There's
ground.
One just in the tree in my eyesight.
See, you're already 30. Bird watching. That's one of the ones. That's one of the characteristics.
So you're going for a week, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you have everything planned.
Yes, I have an itinerary.
Of course. What is on your itinerary? Do you want to share?
Sure. I'll pull it up in my notes app.
Tell me about your trip.
So there's the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
There is, I said the Louvre already. I can't say these names. They're all in French. Basically, there's a Tuileries garden. That's how, I'm just going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of places for food. There's shopping. There's a lot of museums. Notre Dame. I'm probably saying that terribly wrong. I'm very sorry. I am not French, nor have I ever learned that language.
Are you trying to learn some phrases before you go?
No, because here's the thing.
Sorry, we got iced coffee beforehand. So
I took four ASMR. Years of Italian, and I did very well in the class.
Yeah.
But when the teacher asked me to speak it, she was like, nope, please don't talk. It's awful. Just write it all down. Yeah. So I know if I were to learn French, it would just be just as bad. And Harrison actually knows some French. So hopefully that will help me.
I am so excited for your pictures.
If I take any.
Sabrina.
Girl, when we went to Switzerland, I think I took three pictures of Harrison and I. I took lots of photos of the scenery.
Oh, that's what, yeah. And I want you because you're working hard. Shut up. Let me appreciate you. You're working hard on that body, yaddy, yaddy. Pilates 5 days a freaking week. Sabrina is a beast. I go to the gym 5 days a week, and I'm doing modifications because, Pilates is a different thing.
is it?
Girl. My hips are like sore from yesterday. It's from sweeping the leg. Mm-hmm. So many leg sweeps. So, and I thought that like my legs are like my strongest thing.
Think again.
And I was like, and I was on four springs and I had to go down to three. I was like, this is killing me. Mm-hmm. I am dripping sweat on this reformer. So.
All day, every day.
So I want you to like, cause like you're working so hard and I just want you to appreciate how you look. Cause I like, oh, you're just beautiful and just take the photos.
Thank you. We'll see. We'll see. But I'm definitely, I'm excited to go.
Yes.
I'm just like, this has been on my bucket list for a really long time.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it's finally happening.
Are you guys making it to the south of France at all?
No, we're not going to have enough time. Mm. I thought about it, but there's just, we could have extended the trip a little more, but it's already expensive enough as it is.
Yeah.
For everything that I want to do, because there's no downtime. This is Sabrina's schedule. There is no downtime.
Very true. If you ever go on a trip with Sabrina, please be aware that everything will be planned to the minute.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
And we will. It is why I very much enjoy her as a person, because I don't have to think about anything when
no,
we travel.
No, you just show up.
Yep. I enjoy like a loose plan. Being like, I don't have to plan like every minute, but I know like there's at least going to be one activity a day. Mm-hmm. If that. And like dinner reservations. Like, yeah, we don't know where we're gonna get lunch or breakfast, but like we have two things planned a day.
Yeah.
That is what I appreciate. That's what I want. And then I need to know if this is crazy. My lovely cousin is getting married in October. Her bridal shower is Saturday. So I'm leaving Connecticut late Friday night because I'm working Friday. Going Saturday and then driving back Saturday night. So we got the itinerary for her bachelorette party, which is happening in August. So plenty of time.
Okay.
The thing is, we're doing a boat trip for an hour and a half, which I don't think A is enough time.
It's not.
It's not. I rather pay $133 for 3 hours than $75 for 1.5. Like, it's not enough time. But I missed, first of all, we're supposed to be using this app that I didn't realize people had started using because I wasn't getting notifications.
What's the app?
It's called Batch. It's to like plan bachelorette parties
and
stuff.
That's the same one that she wanted, the other one wanted to do too.
Oh, yeah.
It was in the group chat. Yeah.
Okay. Well, my cousin, first of all, has been planning her wedding for 2 years. Saving, doing all these things. Like, she is a type A bride. Like, everything is planned down to the letter. She put in a vision board for the outfits we should be wearing.
Oh.
Down to the color of bathing suit.
No.
We should be wearing on the boat trip.
Oh my goodness.
That's
a lot.
She's my cousin. I will do what she wants. I love her. But. Like, I get it. Like, at nightlife, like, I'm going to wear white. Everybody's going to wear black. Got it. Done. Like, that's a thing.
Sure. Sure.
And then I think, because we're all supposed to wear blue bathing suits. So I think the idea is that we're the something blue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, why blue? But.
I think that's where that's coming from. Oh, the other. Okay. The other bit of it is like the first night they want to, like, it's tequila sunrise vibe, so like bright colors for like the other night, so like I have to go buy outfits and I'm just like,
ooh, this is getting expensive very quickly. So I was gonna say, you know, you don't have to go if like she's giving you plenty of notice to, like, I'm not saying she can't have this because she can have whatever she wants.
Yes.
But if she gives you guys enough time, which it sounds like she is because you said August,
yeah,
that what she wants, if people can do it, they can stay. But if they can't, then it has to be okay for them to pull out last second.
Yeah.
Or not last second, but like now. Yeah. Because that's going to get so expensive,
yeah,
very, very quickly. And just outfits alone before dinner, before drinks, before,
yep,
you know, because you got to, like, the bride's there, you got to pick up some of the bills and stuff. So there's, yeah, like a lot. There's a lot before your, yeah, outfits. So, yeah, I think it's okay to pull out if you have to.
Yeah.
Because I was like, even with mine, I was like, this is what we're doing. This is because Maya made an Excel spreadsheet for me.
Yeah.
And she's like, these are the prices for everybody. If you don't think you can, let me know in advance, which is fine.
Yeah.
And I was the type of person where I was like, if you can't do it, it's okay. I'm not going to be mad at you. Yeah. Or like, if you can't come, because there were plenty of people who couldn't come.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, sure, whatever. They're like, oh, I can't afford it. I understand that.
Yeah.
I've done it. I've pulled out, like, I've been invited to people's stuff before and I couldn't afford it because I was broke at the time. Yeah. So totally get it.
And that's why I'm just like, for this other bachelorette party, I'm worried about surprises because, like, I budgeted for doing nothing during the day and then eating at night and drinking. I wonder if I could sneak my weed pen to Florida. Can I do that?
So I've had friends who've done it, but how sneaky are you?
I don't really. Does Florida have dispensaries?
You have to get a license to do it there. It's not like here.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, because, like, yes, they do, but you don't have a medical card.
No,
you
have I don't. To
do a medical card.
Mm.
I got friends who got guys.
I mean, I'd rather do that than drink these days.
It's expensive.
It is. But yeah, I just like, I love my cousin. I do. And because, like, she gave like a questionnaire at the beginning of her, when she asked us all to be her bridesmaids, and like, how much are you willing to pay on a dress? How much are you willing to do this? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay. So she tried.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll say okay to say no, remember.
I know, but like, I don't feel like I can say no.
You can if you tell her. Like, you can't, like, just be upfront. Literally just say, I can't afford it. And she can't. No nice person would be not okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, if you were just like, I hate you, I don't want to go. Yeah, sure. She's going to think you're a bitch. But like, if you're like, I can't afford it, like, I'm sorry. Like, she's not going to be mad at you for that.
I know. I don't like being, I can't say that, but I don't like being a bridesmaid.
No, it's not fun. It's absolutely not fun. You can say, I don't think anyone says they like being a bridesmaid.
Yeah, I don't like being a bridesmaid. And I know when it's my turn, like, I am going to be a little neurotic with the wedding planning. But when it comes to my bridal party, it's going to be you, Doug, Katie, and my friend Hannah. And that's going to be it. And I'll be like, this is the color. This is the fabric. Go. If you want to wear a jumpsuit, fine. If you want to wear a suit, fine. Like, want to wear a dress, fine. I don't care. Just be this color and this fabric. I don't care. And then for the bachelorette, it's going to be like, chill. I'm going to get a good Airbnb where, like, we can have a pool or we're by the beach or something. Save as much money as possible and just be like, I want to go out to dinner and then I want to come home and hang and drink here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd rather do that than go out, be with a bunch of people that I don't like and be sweaty and gross. And I just want to be with my people that I like.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah.
I get it very much. I don't like to get sweated on either.
Yeah.
By, like, other people.
Yeah.
Like, obviously we get sweaty.
Yes. Because we love Pilates.
Love Pilates. But, like, if someone else's sweat drips on me, ew. Ew, ew, ew.
Okay.
All right. So, time for...
Should we get into some... Reddit stories.
Yeah. Are you just gonna, like, forward them to me and then I read it off my phone situation?
Or no,
like...
I was gonna read to you.
Oh, you're gonna read to me? Can you send me the link? I'm gonna be honest. I'm a visual learner, not a verbal learner.
Sure.
Okay. Because as soon as you tell me, I'm gonna forget it.
Well, there's many, so we gotta decide which you wanna do.
Oh, okay.
So I figured we'd do three.
Well, you pick and then send it to me. So I can read it with you.
Okay. So we're going to do a new segment of giving advice, relationship advice, dating advice, whatever, because Sabrina loves to give advice and I love reading Reddit stories. So this is, I'm so excited. So our first story is, would I be the asshole for skipping my brother's wedding after he skipped mine? Just off the title, what do you think?
No. No, not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Here we go. I, 24, female, got married to my husband, 28, male, last April. We sent our wedding invites out a full year before our wedding and sent reminders 6 months before. Side note, still haven't gotten Carrie's wedding invite.
Oh, no.
Do you have, did she send it on Friday? Did you get yours?
No.
Yeah.
I just said, oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't like, oh, no, because I got mine. Like, no.
My brother Jacob, 22 male, is the youngest of four kids, three girls and one boy. And my parents have always treated him like their precious gold child who can do no wrong.
Sounds very similar to something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm. As adults, this has caused a lot of tension between us. He acts like a raging hormonal 16-year-old boy. Ew, grow up. It's definitely gotten worse with his fiance, Kelly, 21 female, enabling his bad behavior.
No,
how
Kelly.
How are these people getting engaged so young? Like, what is, like, oh, God. Okay.
Remember, you heard 16-year-old boy has issues. 21-year-old right. fiance also has issues.
You're right.
Issues together. That's why.
Kelly is constantly telling him we don't appreciate him and we should be grateful to have him as a sibling. Ew. My parents think me and my sisters don't understand, in quotations, don't understand him, and we don't give him enough grace.
No, you don't get grace.
Jacob told me a week before my wedding he wasn't coming because he was going to be busy with Kelly and they were going on vacation. I begged him to come and emphasized how important it was to me. He came to my wedding. My mom got involved at this point and assured me he would be there and not to worry.
All right, pause here.
Pausing.
She notified him a year in advance.
Yes.
They're just going on a vacation. This isn't like she's pregnant and, yep. you know, something like that, or like there's a sickness or like something with family. This is like a planned vacation.
Yep. These dates
so,
were
no.
chosen.
So far, no. Like, he should have been there.
Yes.
Especially, like, give him grace for what? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I hate him, and I hate his girlfriend so far.
Fuck you, Kelly. I didn't find out until an hour before I walked down the aisle he wasn't there and didn't intend to be. Oh, God. I was devastated. My sisters and my husband had to calm me down. I had my heart set on my entire family coming, and he was our ring bearer.
Okay. So, one, who told her? Why would they tell her?
I mean, if he was going to be their ring bearer, he had to, like...
They should have just switched it out because they knew how upset she was going to be. They should have just switched it out. Someone else is going to do it. The ring bearer, she's not even going to be there for that. The ring bearer goes to her husband or fiance at the time.
Yeah.
Goes to her fiance. He's there. He shows up. Whoever it is walks away. The yeah. bride doesn't normally see the ring bearer.
True.
Unless what they do instead is if they walk down the aisle, the husband doesn't have the rings already, and then they instead, like, when they say place rings on finger, then the ring bearer comes up. I guess it all just depends, but
yeah,
what they should have done is the first one, like what I said, so that way she wouldn't have even known that he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And that way she's not stressed out on her day.
But also, wouldn't she have known? Did they not do a rehearsal to like do it for the wedding? Because like sometimes,
no, you're right,
like, okay.
There should have been a rehearsal. Maybe not. Maybe it was small. It doesn't sound like this was a small wedding.
It does not.
You're right. Normally there is a rehearsal dinner, and she probably was wondering, like, oh, where is he? Why isn't he at the rehearsal? Okay, yeah. So maybe that.
Okay. When Jacob told our family he and Kelly were engaged, I was happy for him. He announced his wedding date was May 30th of this year. Oh, so this wedding has happened. I wonder if there's an update. He emphasized we all have to be there. His fiance sent a text saying that our attendance was mandatory. This bitch.
You don't get to do that.
You do not.
You
get
don't
to
get
do
to
that
do that.
After you did not care enough to come to his sister's wedding, you are now expecting this different. Oh, this pisses me off. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have been debating skipping his wedding. I don't get along with Kelly, and my brother skipped my wedding. I mentioned possibly not going to my mom, and she was pissed and told everyone. Okay.
Ooh, so, mom, I don't like you. Oh, I actually hate mom worse than Kelly. Yep, I hate mom worse than Kelly.
Yeah.
Mom enabled the son.
Yep.
Multiple times. One throughout his life. And two, saying he was gonna be there and he wasn't.
How is this a mother? You told your daughter that your son would be there. You like it said it, my mom got involved and at this point assured me he would be there and not to worry.
Mm-hmm.
So as a mother, how are you not saying get your shit together and come to your sister's wedding?
Yep.
A vacation can wait.
Yep.
Like, and after telling your daughter that he would be there, oh, this mom sucks.
But there are a lot of moms out there who are like this, specifically with their sons.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. true. I would like to thank my mom for not being that type of mom. Thank you very much. Okay. So I mentioned possibly not going to my mom and she was pissed and told everyone, this bitch. Now my brother, Kelly, and my parents are calling me an asshole, brat, and petty for maybe skipping his wedding. Oh my God. When are people going to call out the brother? I'm sorry.
They're not. That's the whole point. They've been enabling him his whole life.
This annoys me. My sisters and husband agree with me. I don't have to go since they didn't go to mine. But I don't know. Would I be the asshole for skipping my brother's wedding? Oh, and then we have a minor update. Okay. Turns out, my husband isn't invited and my oldest sister's wife isn't invited either.
What?
Yay, lesbians. Kelly doesn't want any spouses there since those are, in her words, temporary.
What?
And she doesn't want them in any pictures. Oh.
No.
My God.
That, I've been to a wedding like that, but it was boyfriends and girlfriends. That I understand.
Yes.
Temporary. But when yes. you are married, it is not, it shouldn't be considered temporary anymore.
Correct.
Wow.
I got very annoyed with my brother when my mom was getting married because he was insisting on bringing his girlfriend and sitting at the head table. And my parents did it like a little bit differently. Whereas like my mom, Leslie, me, and I thought at the time it was going to be my high school boyfriend. Instead, it was Katie. and then like my brother and it was supposed to be like, and my step sibling. So it was supposed to be like the family table.
Mm-hmm.
And he was insisting on bringing his girlfriend. Then I was like, she's not going to be in any of the family photos. Like I told him, like, no, because they were a girlfriend. And like my brother, I love him. He has grown up a lot this year. But I told him at the time, I was like, your girlfriend is not going to be in the family photos.
No.
And I was 18 telling him this.
Yeah.
And then they broke up a year later.
Of course they did.
Oh, God, fuck you, Kelly. My oldest sister has decided not to attend because of that reason. I found this out 5-ish minutes after I posted. Okay.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay. So the top comment is, sounds like your parents enable his behavior. Mom said he would be at your wedding. I love when other yep. people agree with me.
Yep.
And I bet she didn't get mad at him when he didn't show.
Yep.
I tell your brother and mom that you probably go to his next wedding since spouses are temporary. Oh, be petty. Please be petty.
I'm not agreeing with that.
I don't like the pettiness.
I think her not going is fine. I don't view that as petty.
Yeah, I don't think she'd be the asshole.
Honestly, it's not a good environment for her. There was no respect with this relationship with her brother, clearly. Yep. So I don't think that she has to offer the same respect to him.
No.
But you do have to realize that if she doesn't go, like that's it with their relationship. Like there's no, because like she clearly had a relationship still afterwards because they still invited her, but
to be honest, what is this relationship like though?
No, I don't know. It seems like it's one-sided. Oh, of course it is. It always is. That's the problem. But like if she's comfortable with breaking ties, then yeah, don't go, which I don't see why you wouldn't be comfortable, because why would you want to have someone like that in your life? But remember, it also impacts too her parents, as you can see, because her mom stirred up issues. So now it's going to cause issues with both her mom and her brother. So that's kind of, she has to sign. Again, the answer is mm-hmm. no, she is not an asshole, but she has to realize like what the fallout is going to be afterwards. And I say this as someone who dealt with a very similar situation.
Yes.
So I was ready for the fallout.
Yeah.
And I welcomed it. Not everybody is.
I'm trying to see if OP has commented on anything. View parent comment.
Who is your least favorite out of all these? We'll say characters.
Out of these characters? Oh, who'd my.
Hate the most?
Who do I hate most?
Yeah, who do you hate the most?
The mother.
The mother?
Because I just reread that he is, the brother is the youngest brother.
Yeah.
Of three daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. That's why I said, of course he was babied. Like, that's how it always is.
Okay, so OP commented, we're going to read this. And I hope, given the update, the new info will help you get over your qualms about not going. You didn't mention what the older sister's thoughts are, but if all three of you skipped it, it would send a message, not just to your brother, but also to your parents. Maybe that would be a catalyst for some or all of them to seriously reevaluate the choices. I doubt it.
Nope.
But yeah. Or maybe it would free you and your sisters from their nonsense. My oldest sister is, so this is OP. She goes, my oldest sister is officially not going and supports me possibly not going. Don't go. My middle sister thinks I shouldn't go, but she might just to appease our parents. Stop. Okay. Nobody wants to deal with the consequences of not going. Our parents would flip out and we'd be on the receiving end of all of our brother's wrath. Okay. This sounds like emotional manipulation. And I'm not a fan of this.
It is, which is why I said you have to be ready for the consequences.
He gets kind of intense about stuff, which can be scary. So then a follower says, describe his wrath, please. And the OP says, just mostly screaming, throwing things, and threats. This is not healthy. It would get pretty bad when we still lived together with him and our parents. There is a 7-year age gap between OP and the brother. So that's a big age gap.
That's why she originally referred to him as hormonal.
Yes.
So he probably got a chemical imbalance in the brain is what it is.
As somebody who also has a chemical imbalance in the brain, get on medication. One example would be my eldest sister said Kelly wasn't invited to Easter at her house because at Christmas she got too drunk and said inappropriate things and vomited on the carpet around my sister's wife's family.
Hot.
My brother got incredibly angry and went on a pretty horrible rant, which included throwing a heavy vase of flowers off the table in the direction of my eldest sister. When we were younger, he would get pretty physical. This is not okay. He would get pretty physical when he was angry. He was smaller, it was easier to deal with, but around 12, he hit a growth spurt and was suddenly bigger and stronger than us. Luckily, our dad kind of nipped that behavior in the butt around.
So there is a dad.
There is a dad.
Okay,
but it doesn't...
so in the back of my mind, we're always hating on the mom, but yeah. I was like, where the fuck is the dad?
True.
And at first, because it didn't seem like there was one present, I was like, oh, maybe they don't have one. Mm-hmm. But they do. So what the fuck is he doing? Why hasn't he stepped in?
But she also said, luckily, our dad kind of nipped that behavior in the butt around when he was 15. Did he?
No, it clearly.
Did he nip this behavior in the butt? Because clearly it's still a problem.
Yeah. Like, okay, their parenting, not great. That's, I say that, but then it's like the other three are normal and he's not. So this is a tough one.
Is it, somebody asked the question, was Kelly invited to your wedding? And OP says, Kelly was never not invited. She was always invited. The invite was addressed to Jacob and Kelly.
Oh.
So
they were trying to figure out why there is this bad blood.
Why was this bad blood? What is happening? And I'm reading the comments. I found something that's... Okay. I need to see this. Hold on. Sounds like your parents enable his behavior. Mom said he would be at your wedding and bet she didn't get mad at him when he didn't show. So OP says, nope, she wasn't in the slightest bit upset he didn't come. She actually told me to grow up and not cry like a baby because he was busy.
That's what she said?
I would cut
my own mom out. I know. If my mom said that to me, I'd be like, done. We're done.
She had no care in the world. He didn't come and kept telling me it was my job to be an adult.
Nope.
Because I was older and set an example for him.
Nope. I would cut out
where
the mom.
Where is the mom
the
setting the example
done.
For the son?
She's not. And this is probably where the son gets his behavior issues from.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Next one. We're
next,
done.
Were your deer done?
Yeah,
okay.
We're done with
next
this
story.
One.
So, not the asshole, and I hope you didn't go to the wedding. Okay. Our next story is, am I the asshole for dropping out of my friend's wedding as maid of honor?
Ooh, good subject.
I am the maid of honor in my friend Patty's wedding. My husband, Mark, is also the best man for Patty's fiance, Dan. We were planning a joint co-ed bachelor-bachelorette trip for the wedding party. That's cool. Patty and I were looking for Airbnbs and initially found one for about $900 divided by 7 people that came out to roughly $145 each.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah. One of the bridesmaids paid early. Later, we found a cheaper Airbnb that came out to around $60 to $70 each when split between 7 people. 3 of us, me, my husband, and the groomsman named John, paid the new lower price. Another groomsman, Bob, didn't pay for the Airbnb at all.
This is sounding like she's not getting the money back that she already paid, and she better have gotten the money back that she'd already paid if they found a cheaper price.
One of the bridesmaids paid early. Yeah, I hope so. Right. That's what it says. Patty told me not to worry because Bob would cover our grocery bill instead of paying for the Airbnb.
Nope. Nope, 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 nope. I'm already noping this one.
To stay organized, I made a grocery list to stick to a reasonable budget. But when some of the group went shopping, they bought a bunch of unnecessary things, including a $30 hoodie and a $15 speaker.
Yep, this is why.
Yep, the grocery bill ended up being $375. Later, Bob questioned how we were splitting the grocery bill. We were confused because Patty had said multiple times that Bob would cover it. Then Bob said he thought the bill would be split among 5 people, including Patty and Dan, even though they added a lot of the extra items. To make things more confusing, it came out that Patty and Dan had told Bob he didn't have to pay for the Airbnb at all because he was driving them to the trip location.
No, that's not how this works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. So now Bob wasn't paying for the Airbnb or all the groceries, and no one else had agreed to that deal. Patty then tried to blame me for how the Airbnb costs were divided, even though she gave me the total and I simply divided it by the people who were left after Bob's exemption. Apparently, Bob was also supposed to pay back the bridesmaid who overpaid on the original Airbnb.
Yes, that's how it should have been.
But that never happened, and I wasn't told. Now I feel like Patty manipulated the situation, misled me and others, and is trying to make me the scapegoat. It made me question our friendship and whether I even want to be in the wedding at all. So, am I the asshole? And there's a little bit of an edit, but I want to know your opinion before we get into the edit.
So far, from what I'm seeing, I think that money ends a lot of friendships.
Yeah.
I truly do. I think that them starting off saying that they were going to split everything was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start making exceptions for people, that's when it gets tricky.
Yeah.
Because you have the responsible people who paid, like the bridesmaid in the beginning who overpaid, then they changed it.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them who are
I just would have paid her back when I
went. Right. Yeah. Immediately. Yeah. I would have paid her back immediately. I'm like, oh, here you go. You get your money back. Because you could say all day like, oh yeah, well you could pay for this, will cover blah 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 for later. You don't know how much you're spending later.
Exactly.
You don't know what's going on. I know right now that you paid extra. I'm gonna pay you this money back right now.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to take that money. It's supposed to be sitting in an account anyways.
Yeah.
So you just Venmo her back. You know, it's not that hard. But
or put on a credit card and then paid off. Yeah.
Right. Or like even Bob, like this Bob guy who assumed he wasn't paying for stuff. Then that should have been told up front.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, Bob's not going to pay for this, but he's, you know, but this seems very strange because at that rate, when people find out, they're going to be pissed. Everybody's going
to
be pissed.
Everyone's going to find out. Like, like people are going to talk.
Right. So I just, this is already terrible. And yeah, it would have ended a friendship for sure.
Let's get into the edit. Sorry, I forgot to include that when we offered to split things up and divide by items and exclude things like the hoodie, we were yelled at and told that Bob was covering the hoodie and all the extra items that weren't food.
What?
Does Bob know that he is doing this?
I'm very
confused. If we were to do that, Bob would not be paying anything for groceries and would just be paying for the things Patty and Dan wanted. This is a bit of info as to how the bride and groom are as people. The one who was going to marry them, John, was kicked out of the wedding because he had killed the groom in Minecraft and was butt hurt. John was eventually invited back once the bride realized how stupid it seemed for him to be kicked out over a video game.
I would not be friends with these people.
I hate this.
This is so immature. Honestly, I need to know how old these people are.
It doesn't say.
Yeah, this is, all of this is extremely immature. The bride and groom are not good people. Yeah. From what I'm seeing, like, they are not good people.
Yeah.
Where did they meet them?
It doesn't say. So I'm looking at OP's page. I'm trying to see if they commented. Both my husband and other bridesmaid is wanting to drop out over this whole situation because of how the, like, who is Bob to them? That's what I'm confused about.
Yeah, like, why does he get Bob special so treatment?
Important? But yet it doesn't say anything about their ages.
Yeah. Someone put in here, dropping out of the wedding is a massive overreaction. I don't agree with that. Or how about this? If they're dropping out of the,
like, the difference of dropping out of maid of honor or not even going at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, because she specifically, or I don't even, yeah, maid of honor. Yeah. So she is saying that she wants to drop out of the friend's wedding as maid of honor. She didn't specifically say out of the wedding totally. Just correct. Doesn't want to be the maid of honor.
Correct.
I think that that's fine. I think that that's fine. I think that the expectation is all over the place. I don't think that there were clear directions of what is expected of her. I think that they were trying to pull some shady shit.
Yeah.
And they didn't care. That's the other thing. Like, normally when people mess up or, like, make a mistake and they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I didn't tell you Bob wasn't supposed to do X, Y, Z, they're more, like, humble about it. Or, like, apologetic. These people are not apologetic.
No, it doesn't seem like it at all. And the overall vote on this one was everyone sucks here.
No, I don't think everyone sucks.
I'm just saying that's what the post, so people on Reddit will vote if you are the asshole, if you're not the asshole. And sometimes they'll get, like, awards, like, everybody sucks here. So the overall vote on this one was everyone sucks.
No, I don't agree with that at all. No, because the maid of honor isn't doing anything wrong, so why would she suck?
Exactly. But the top comment says the payments and off the book deals and side convos are out of control. Whoever was organizing the trip wasn't actually organized, and it was very hard when you have people who also have an attitude like it will all magically work out. No, it will not.
No, it won't.
However, dropping out of the wedding is a massive overreaction, unless I'm missing something. Use an app like Splitwise or something. There are so many to total things up. Have a convo with Patty about how your feelings were hurt and you didn't like being blamed when multiple people really fucked this one up. If that doesn't go well, then yeah, I can see wanting to drop out.
I think it's fine to let her drop out.
Somebody said, I'm curious if the bridesmaid who paid early was refunded when they switched to the cheaper Airbnb. OP says, eventually, yes, once Patty was confronted. However, it's 100% safe to assume she would never have refunded her if it was never brought up because had reminded her to pay the other bridesmaid back.
Mm-mm.
But she never did.
Yeah. Yeah. This Patty person is not a good person. And I would not want to be a bridesmaid or maid of honor.
Not even bridesmaid, just maid of honor.
Yeah, I would not want to be that for that kind of person.
No.
I wonder if she knew that about, but some of the stuff that she, like, added in her edit or whatever to, like, set up the scene of what she is. Why did she agree in the first place? Like, if she knew that this was the type of people.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why did she agree change? In the first place?
Yeah. Because it doesn't sound like she changed. It sounds like this is the same type of person she's always been. Yeah. So. Not that it makes it right, but, like,
no.
Why, you know, why say yes?
Do you want to do another wedding one or?
Sure, we could do one more wedding one.
Okay. And then our next episode, because I have a couple, like, dating ones that I think you'll really, really like.
Yeah.
Okay. So our last story of the day. Am I the asshole for walking out of my parents' anniversary party when my brother announced his engagement to my ex?
What? Okay.
This comes from Am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for walking out of my parents' anniversary party when my brother announced his engagement to my ex? I just discovered my brother, 29 male, has secretly been seeing my college ex-girlfriend, 32 male, over the past year. We broke up 8 years ago.
Wait, 32 male or female?
So his brother is 29, yeah, and the person writing it is 32.
Oh, okay.
We broke up 8 years ago, and we'd been going out for 4 years prior to the split, but we actually knew each other very seriously. Wait, that doesn't make sense. But we actually knew each other very seriously when we'd been together. Okay, I guess. I challenged him when I discovered this, that they had been dating, and he said he didn't say anything to me because he didn't want me to get angry with him.
He's gonna find out.
What was your idea, my guy? Stupid. If you are afraid of somebody's reaction about something you're doing, then you're probably not doing it correct. Then you're probably doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. So, last weekend, we celebrated my parents' 40th anniversary celebration.
Oh, congrats.
My brother brought her to the party as his guest without letting me know beforehand. Her arrival with my brother left me shocked since we broke up, and I hadn't laid eyes on her since then. During the meal, they declared their engagement, and my mom began crying tears of joy.
No. This is a big rule. You do not ruin someone else's evening with your own shit. That is a big rule of mine. Just like you don't propose to someone else at someone else's wedding. Abso-fucking-lutely not. This guy is extremely selfish.
Yes.
Do not like him.
I agree. I couldn't take it and left. My brother trailed behind me and we got into a big fight.
Yeah, of course.
I told him he should have warned me at the very least. He said I was being self-centered and spoiling our parents' party.
Oh, absolutely not. He was doing that. He was being self-centered by making his parents' night about him.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. And then ruining the party. And then doing that to your brother? Are you kidding me? Yeah, no, I hate this guy. Oh, my goodness. What a shitty... These are all shitty people.
These are very shitty people.
And the parents are, okay, of course the parents are going to be excited.
Yes.
But also, weren't they like shooketh when they're like, hey, wasn't my other son dating this girl and now she's with him? What?
I think if you fuck one person in the family, you don't, that family is off limits.
That's off limits. Yes, absolutely.
That evening, my dad phoned me telling me I humiliated the family by leaving.
Okay. This is the third one we've read now.
Yes.
Why do all the parents suck in these?
I don't know.
Why do all of the parents suck in these? I don't understand.
I love this segment. Do you like reading these stories?
It makes me a little angry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to lie. No. I like it, but it makes me angry because I am one of those people that just like that I'm done. Yeah. Like I'm not going to try to quote fix things. If like I said with the other one with the parents, I'd be like, oh yeah, no, I'd cut them out and that's it, we'd be done. Yeah. And I say that as someone who has done that. Not like I'm not all talk, so that's why when people are like, oh, I'd cut them out, and then they don't do it, I'm like, no, I've done it already. Yep. And I enjoy it. It's much easier that way. I don't understand why this is happening. The brother is awful. The dad had the gall to like say you humiliated us. I'm sorry, your other son who showed up with your other son's ex-girlfriend and then announced their engagement didn't humiliate you? No.
Yeah.
No?
My only thing is we broke up 8 years ago. But they've been going out for 4 years prior. So they've known each other for 12 years.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long ago you broke up, because at the end of the day, that was... You had feelings for that person.
Yes.
Your brother knew you had feelings for that person. And then you felt the need to hide it and then ambush them with it later. If he had come to him beforehand and was like, hey, I know this is your ex-girlfriend and I'm really sorry, but I'm in love with her. And I've been dating her and I need you to know. Sure. Okay. Don't blindside him like
because
that.
Because OP found out that they were dating by accident because... Because he says I challenged my brother when I discovered that they were dating, and he said he didn't say anything to me because he didn't want me to get angry with him.
Oh, so he knew, and then the, but it's, even still, the engagement is still fucking weird on your parents' anniversary.
He should be warned. He should have been warned.
He should have been warned. He shouldn't have done it on his parents' anniversary. Yeah. Like, you don't do that. You just don't fucking do that.
Yeah.
All of this was wrong. Parents are wrong. It's so weird. I don't like this.
I don't have romantic feelings towards my ex anymore, but the surprise reveal and the secrecy at my parents' celebration feels thoughtless. Am I the asshole? No.
I wouldn't have chosen the word thoughtless.
What word would he, what word would you have chosen?
I just would have said selfish.
Top comment. Not the asshole. Reversed for any one of them, they would feel the same way. It's weird enough that your brother pursued your ex.
Yeah.
Even worse, he kept the relationship a secret and then dropped a huge bomb in front of a lot of people like that. Mm-hmm. If I had a friend date an ex of mine, I'd expect it to be made known and treated with the nuance the situation deserves. So yeah. Obviously for a sibling, that is the literal least he could have done. I'm also guessing that in this situation, your parents must have known about the relationship and hid it from you as well. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yep.
It sounds like they were just excited about getting a daughter-in-law and totally disregarded how uncomfortable it would be for you.
Yep.
I don't think walking out is rude. Sure, maybe you could have told your parents you were wanting to head home or something, but I think that it is a pretty adult response to the situation.
Yeah, he left because he felt uncomfortable at that, like, at you're panicking. You're seeing this happen. You don't know what to do. You're like, you know what? I'm just going to leave. The fact that he left without making a scene, I think, is actually really telling about him. Because most people would have made a scene. They would have yelled. They would have been like, what the fuck? You know, been very angry with their sibling or started some drama. But he didn't. He actually was very, what's the word I'm looking for? Very mature. He was very mature and left because he knew that if he stayed in that moment, he would have been more upset than he already is.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's the asshole.
OP only, we don't have an update. We don't have any type of edit. But we do have one comment that says, you're right, my parents definitely knew. They've probably been excited about welcoming her back to the family for months. I just feel bad for this guy. Ugh.
That's weird.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Ugh, we had shitty parents. Like, Jesus Christ.
Lots of shitty parents. Yeah, well, here's... So I also was thinking about this. We've said no to each of these. Like, no, none of these people are the asshole.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, wondering, are there any out there where there are people who are the asshole?
Oh, yes. Would you like me to find one?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do it for the next episode, though.
Want to do it for the next episode?
Yeah.
Because I also have, like, relationship advice stuff, too.
Okay, cool.
But... let us know if you guys like this type of content, like this segment. I love reading these stories, and I know you like giving advice, so I thought it'd be, like, perfect for us to start doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is cute.
Okay. We will see you in 2 weeks, and love each and every one of you.
Bye!